and the water fountains and all
that. Right, that was during the days of segregation.
One for whites and one for...
One for whites and one for blacks. That's right.
What would...
Colored, I believe they had that. Whites and colored.
Whites and colored. What would blacks prefer to be called, do you think?
Well, I don't know. I've read different things. Some of them like to be called blacks, and some like to be called Negroes.
What would they definitely not like to be called?
Niggers. They don't want to be called niggers.
Okay. All right, but let's say you and I, we're members of the...
White race.
White race. Okay. Is there... Well, what about, let's say, a child who's born to a racially mixed parents? He'd be a what?
Well, he would be... I don't know what you'd call him. Would you say a crossbreed?
Crossbreed?
Crossbreed. Would you say that?
I usually hear mulatto or something like that.
Well, that's right. If it's born into the black and white, yeah. That's right, mulattoes.
What about if... Is there any particular term that you might use to describe just poor whites?
Trash.
Trash.
Poor white trash.
Not good for much.
That's right.
What about, so whites might call other whites who are like that trash. Now, would blacks call them the same thing or something different?
I don't know about that.
Just don't know about that.
I don't really know. I know that they do have some blacks that some blacks don't like, you know, that they feel underneath them. They just call them black trash, I guess. I don't know.
Now, have you ever heard the word cracker used to describe somebody?
Georgia crackers, right.
Now, what does that mean? What kind of person is a Georgia cracker?
I don't know, but I've always heard Georgia cracker, though.
What about some more expressions. Let's say if you were at a party and it's 11:30, you might say, "Well, we'd better be getting home. It's midnight." It's
midnight, or time to go home, time to go to bed.
Or if it's 11:30, it's not quite midnight.
But it'll soon be midnight.
Almost midnight.
Almost midnight.
What about let's say if somebody's waiting for you to get ready so that you can go somewhere with it, and he yells out to you, "Well, you gonna take forever?" You might say, "Well, I'll be with you in
just a minute, shortly."
Let's say that you're on the road going somewhere, but you're not sure about the distance. Mm-hmm. You might ask somebody, "Well, how
far is it up to so and so?" And 9 times out of 10, they'll tell you wrong.
Yeah, that happened to me in Atlanta. I think I asked directions about 6 times and got 6 different sets of directions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What about, let's say, if you're trying to show me something here in the room, and it's in plain view, but I'm just looking everywhere and can't see it?
I'm going to say, "Well, it's right there. It gives a snake in bunch."
Or would you say, maybe just look here.
Yeah.
Something like that?
Well, look here. Yeah, it is right here.
Do you ever use that expression if you're mad at somebody? "Now look here."
Yeah, now look here.
Something like that.
In other words, I do that to get their attention.
Yeah.
Right.
Or let's say if you want to know... about how many times about something, you might say, "Well, how
often?" Uh-huh.